I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Everybody was kung fu.
The Chinese martial art wushu, also known as kung fu, is taking hold in Kabul, Afghanistan, thanks to Seema Azimi, a 20-year-old student. She's not only the sport's first female practitioner in Afghanistan, but also the first woman to operate a school teaching the fighting style. Seema Azimi is a black belt in wushu and won a gold medal in competition while she was a refugee in Iran. When she returned to Afghanistan, she opened her school. She's been criticized for practicing the sport as a woman, and not everyone in Kabul welcomes her school.
Some threatened me, and this vulnerability continues. I get warning letters saying sport is a mistake for girls. Their goal is to prevent women from advancement, but we also try our hardest. We will try to convince them that we can have a very impactful and effective role within our society.
Despite the obstacles, Seema hopes to spread wushu across Afghanistan. So far, she has around 20 students and says the number is growing.
I want this club to expand, and I want branches to be open in other provinces as well. I wish for the day that women from every walk of life and every tribe come to my club and participate in sport activities. Our women are strong and can bring about positive change only if they are provided with the opportunity.
Seema has her father's support. He says he's happy that his daughter is practicing the Chinese martial art, and he hopes she'll make a big name for herself in the sport.
I hope Seema continues to achieve her goal, get ahead, and does not stop. I want her to find her way to the international games. I will be happy if she could train strong girls like herself, or even stronger than herself, for Afghanistan, our war-torn country, and be an example for others.
Seema Azimi has been selected to represent Afghanistan in the next South Asian Games. She hopes to bring home another gold medal. In the decades since South Africa allowed women to become professional boxers, only several dozen have. They do not lack for talent, but they say they struggle for opportunities and recognition and face intense pressure to quit. Johannesburg's gritty inner-city Hillbrow Boxing Club has become an unlikely home for some in South Africa's tiny group of professional women fighters. It is home to welterweight champion Rita Merwebi, who has been trained for years by the club's founder, George Kosi. The club's latest up-and-comer is 24-year-old Selina Mabunda, who recently registered as a professional at 63 kilograms after about 3 years of training.
You have yes. Become scared of the punches, but once you receive one punch, you know that it's game on. You have to fight back or you go home.
Her quest for recognition, however, has been an uphill battle, and a surprising pushback has come from someone she expected to be in her corner, her mother, who once tagged along to watch her train.
You wouldn't believe what she said after I've done training. She was like, why don't you get a chance first? She was so scared that I wouldn't be able to bear. She went, like, the way I trained.
The gym is a male-heavy space, but has trained several female fighters, amateur and professional. In South Africa, professional fighters can earn thousands of dollars for winning fights. Gym founder Koshi says he's proud of the handful of women he has trained.
I love to train women, because women are so fast to understand, and they're so quick to understand.
Koshi says he thinks women fighters learn quickly.
Start 25!
Other women say talent is not enough. Nkosi Kwabe says she was pressured out of going professional, so she became a coach.
Ooh, my mother. So my mother, she didn't like it. She asked my father to tell me I must stop because they don't like boxing. I said, what can I do? Because I love boxing all my heart. So my mother, she asked me no. So It's how I stop. Then I ask coach, coach, I like sports, and I can't sit back, do nothing.
South Africa's sports minister recently vowed to increase opportunities for women boxers, but there are just not enough women in the sport. Even at this gym, women fighters often train with men. Mambunda says women boxers struggle to find opponents because there are so few. She went pro in early March, but does not have a fight scheduled. Mambunda, however, says she has faith.
The most important thing is that you believe in yourself. If people don't believe in yourself, you put that belief in yourself and then you go. And they will follow you eventually.
Until that happens, she'll keep shadow boxing alone in the ring, facing down her toughest opponent, herself. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.